这是宜春中学2022至2023学年度高一第一学期期末考试英语科听力部分。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Are you from Australia, Tom?
No, my friend Mike is. I am from Canada. I'll travel to Japan with him next week.
Don't you think the TV is too loud? Please turn it down.
Sorry, I'll just turn it off.
I like this brown hat. It goes very well with my coat. How much is it?
It's $9.95. Do you want me to put it in a box for you?
What are you watching?
Mr. Bean. It's old, but it's really funny.
I love those old shows. Good shows never go out of style. I think we should buy the downtown apartment. Imagine living next to a shopping mall.
The one outside the city has more space, though.
It's certainly cheap, but do you want to spend 3 hours getting to work every day?
从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话。回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
What's up, Mike? Are you still going to school in Boston?
No, I transferred to a university in Atlanta.And finished up with my undergraduate degree there. Recently, I was accepted into a graduate program in Seattle.
Wow, Seattle. That sounds great.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's supposed to be beautiful there.
It's a wonderful city. I'm sure you'll love it. What's up, Mike? Are you still going to school in Boston?
No, I transferred to a university in Atlanta.And finished up with my undergraduate degree there. Recently, I was accepted into a graduate program in Seattle.
Wow, Seattle. That sounds great.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's supposed to be beautiful there.
It's a wonderful city. I'm sure you'll love it.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
So, Liz, are you going to see a doctor, or do I have to take you myself?
I'm planning on going. You don't have to force me. I feel terrible.
Well, you look terrible.
Oh, thanks. That makes me feel better.
You know what I mean. You've had a temperature for 2 days. You have a sore throat, and you have no energy. If I were you, I would go immediately.
Yes, I suppose you're right. It's just that...
What?
I hate hospitals, clinics, needles, and pills.
So do I. I don't even like the smell of hospitals. But do you have other choices? If you delay seeing a doctor, you might end up with an infection.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'll call and make an appointment.
So, Liz, are you going to see a doctor, or do I have to take you myself?
I'm planning on going. You don't have to force me. I feel terrible.
Well, you look terrible.
Oh, thanks. That makes me feel better.
You know what I mean. You've had a temperature for 2 days. You have a sore throat, and you have no energy. If I were you, I would go immediately.
Yes, I suppose you're right. It's just that...
What?
I hate hospitals, clinics, needles, and pills.
So do I. I don't even like the smell of hospitals. But do you have other choices? If you delay seeing a doctor, you might end up with an infection.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'll call and make an appointment.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Good morning. I am here for my interview.
Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm Mr. Gotcha. Have any trouble finding the place?
No problem.
So, why don't you tell me why you are interested in changing positions?
Unfortunately, our company shut down due to the economy.
What would you consider your strengths are?
I am probably best at researching marketing purposes.
What is your biggest weakness?
I tend to get bored easily. And so I love to keep myself challenged.
We have a position where that could work out well.
Good morning. I am here for my interview.
Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm Mr. Gotcha. Have any trouble finding the place?
No problem.
So why don't you tell me why you are interested in changing positions?
Unfortunately, our company shut down due to the economy.
What would you consider your strengths are?
I am probably best at researching marketing purposes.
What is your biggest weakness?
I tend to get bored easily, and so I love to keep myself challenged.
We have a position where that could work out well.
听下面一段对话，回答第13至第16四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Oh, no.
I'm so tired, John.
Are you okay?
But I can't take a nap because it will interrupt my sleep pattern.
Oh, no, but how long do your naps usually last?
It's random. That's why I can't take a nap.
I love napping. I think it's great. I feel refreshed after I take a nap. And actually, it lets me take a break from the day to not think about anything.
If I take a nap, it will keep me up all night.
Oh no. I've learned to plan that I take a nap during lunch or maybe early afternoon so that it won't impact what time I go to sleep.
I guess I could try it and just set my alarm, and maybe it will give me more energy.
Oh no.
I'm so tired, John.
Are you okay?
But I can't take a nap because it will interrupt my sleep pattern.
Oh no, but how long do your naps usually last?
It's random. That's why I can't take a nap.
I love napping. I think it's great. I feel refreshed after I take a nap. And actually, it lets me take a break from the day to not think about anything.
If I take a nap, it will keep me up all night.
Oh no. I've learned to plan that I take a nap during lunch or maybe early afternoon so that it won't impact what time I go to sleep.
I guess I could try it and just set my alarm, and maybe it will give me more energy.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在，你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
These days, there are too many pills for just about everything. If you can't sleep, take a pill. If you're sad, take a pill. If you're in pain, take a pill. But what about people who are overweight or lack fitness? The best solution for these people is to exercise. But many people don't want to exercise or are unable to exercise. Drug companies are always looking for new pills to sell. And many have spent lots of money on developing pills for these people too. Many people in the world of sports are concerned about a pill like this. They fear that some athletes might use it as a performance-enhancing drug. Even though the drug discovered in the 90s was never approved for human to use, some athletes may have used it to cheat. Some people think top athletes who pass drug tests might still be cheating. And in some cases, this has been shown to be true. The world-famous swimmer and Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps knew this. So he offered to go through extra drug testing before the 2008 Olympics. He knew that many people would suspect his amazing strength, so he felt he had to prove that it came from hard work and training alone. These days, there are too many pills for just about everything. If you can't sleep, take a pill. If you're sad, take a pill. If you're in pain, take a pill. But what about people who are overweight or lack fitness? The best solution for these people is to exercise. But many people don't want to exercise or are unable to exercise. Drug companies are always looking for new pills to sell. And many have spent lots of money on developing pills for these people too. Many people in the world of sports are concerned about a pill like this. They fear that some athletes might use it as a performance-enhancing drug. Even though the drug discovered in the 90s was never approved for human to use, some athletes may have used it to cheat. Some people think top athletes who pass drug tests might still be cheating. And in some cases, this has been shown to be true. The world-famous swimmer and Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps knew this, so he offered to go through extra drug testing before the 2008 Olympics. He knew that many people would suspect his amazing strength, so he felt he had to prove that it came from hard work and training alone.
将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。